Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, do you have an NCT due soon, or perhaps you have a teenager in the house who's gearing up to sit their driving test? Well, there's news this morning that the Road Safety Authority is seeking an increase in fees that motorists face for the NCT and the driving test. In a direct appeal to the Taoiseach Simon Harris, the RSA has asked the government to allow it to increase charges or grant it additional money from Exchequer resources. For more on this, I'm joined now by Geraldine Herbert, who's motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. So Geraldine, this is a briefing document to the Taoiseach. It was released under Freedom of Information to RTE's This Week programme. So can we look first of all at what an NCT test currently costs and what the RSA say it should be?
Good morning, Claire. Okay, so the NCT costs $65.50. So effectively, one of the options proposed to the Department of Transport by the RSA was to increase fees by 10%. That would put $5.50 on it. Sorry, it would go up to $65.50 then. So the increase would be $5.50. In terms of the driving test, it would increase by $8.50 and bring it to $93.50.
So in both of those cases, has it been quite some time since there have been any increases?
Yeah, so I suppose there's two justifications according to the RSA for this increase. One is that they haven't increased fees in 12 years. They also said in terms of their budget, when it's adjusted in terms of inflation in 2023, it actually was down 7 million. Now they're projecting that it could be down 15 million this year when all of those, you know, those increases are taken into consideration. So that's the reason for this increase.
Mm-hmm. So people have faced big delays now trying to book both NCTs and driving tests. So you'd wonder whether a price increase would be welcomed by the public in those circumstances.
Yeah, I suppose two things to say there. I mean, motorists have faced a raft of increases in the last while. We've had three toll fee increases. And then the government is also intending to fully restore the excise duty rates in August on fuel. That will put 4 cents on petrol and 3 cents on diesel. And as you rightly point out, most people's experience of the driving test has been very long waiting times, and the same with the NCT. Now, in fairness, there has been substantial improvements made to both. The RSA had agreed with the Department of Transport that they would return the average driving test wait times to what's agreed in the service level agreement. Now that's 10 weeks. It was 30.4 weeks in April or in October last year. They have got that down to 14.9 at the end of April, and they're hoping to get it to 10 weeks later in the summer. Also, the NCT has improved. Again, it's the recommended wait time is 12 days according to the service level agreement. It currently stands at 15 days. And again, the RSA are optimistic that they'll get that to 12 days by the end of the month. Mm-hmm. So big improvements there, in fairness, Claire.
Right, well, let's look again now at why the Road Safety Authority is seeking this increase, because this is where their budget comes from, isn't it? From the fees for the NCT and the driving tests. And there are questions there around whether the budget for the Road Safety Authority should be coming from those things.
Yeah, so they're completely self-funded from the fees it charges for the provision of these services. Now, currently the role of the RSA, its functions, how it's funded, all of that is under review, and it's likely that that funding model could change. So, I mean, it could move to something like, you know, fully Exchequer funded or partly Exchequer and partly self-funding. But my own feeling on this, Claire, is that it sits really, I think, at odds really to have these commercial organisations running the driving test and the NCT funding what is essentially promotion, education and awareness of road safety. And I think there's issues around that. I mean, I think personally the road safety, that area should be just, you know, funded by Exchequer funding. I don't think that increases in that should come from the motorist.
It needs a significant budget though. It's 95 million.
It does, but I mean, as they pointed out, it's 15 million less when you consider in terms of inflation. I think also as well, the problem with awareness and the promotion of awareness in terms of road safety has become much more difficult. And, you know, there's if you think in terms of trying to compete for attention across wide range of channels, social media channels, it's become much more costly to try and get messages across to the various different cohorts. And I think with the road safety issues at the moment and the numbers that are constantly going up, the increase road fatalities, that job has become much harder, and it needs an awful lot more money spent on it. And I think this is where, you know, Exchequer funding is what's needed.
Because the RSA doesn't seem to be averse to its funding coming directly from the Exchequer. That suggestion is made in these documents, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think, as I said, I just think it sends the wrong message that we have to pay extra for the, you know, for an NCT or for a driving test in order to fund road safety promotion. This is desperately needed. We know that. And it is the, I think that definitely it's Exchequer funding that's required here.
Do we have a response from the Department of Transport to the request at this stage?
At the moment, the Department of Transport are working with the RSA in terms of budgets. They have put in requests for the 2025 staffing. It's my understanding that they are working. I mean, there has been no rejection of proposed anything at the moment. It's all open for discussion. But as I said, the bigger picture, I think, is just how the RSA is funded. And it'll be interesting to see when this review is completed, what the, I suppose, what the recommendations are on that.
Now, the Road Safety Authority has told us here in the programme, one of the things that they really want to do, Liz O'Donnell has said it very clearly, is a complete review of the driving test curriculum. But we heard from Justin McCarthy from RTE on Morning Ireland saying that the RSA is saying we can't do that unless our funding is increased.
Yeah, again, I spoke with the RSA and they said that review is ongoing at the moment because they were given the go-ahead by the Department of Transport to actually dip into reserve funds in order to do that. So that is ongoing at the moment. And so is the review of the granting of multiple learner permits. But I think the driving test curriculum is one that, I mean, it's 30 years since it's been reviewed. That is something that is, you know, really urgent at this stage.
Mm-hmm. But they are saying in these documents, according to our own reports here, that they've had to defer work on two ministerial priorities, one of them being a review of the driving test curriculum due to a lack of resourcing. So perhaps they're talking about pausing the work that they've already embarked on.
Yeah, look, I think there's no doubt about it, Claire. They're under severe issues in terms of funding at the moment. A lot has been asked of them. I think they're coming under increasing scrutiny. And I think there's no doubt about it. They need more money. But it's, mm-hmm. the question is who funds it and where it comes from. Yeah,
the other issue that they say they've had to defer work on is the granting of multiple learner permits, which has also been identified as a major issue when it comes to road safety, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it seems ridiculous that somebody who doesn't, has never sat a test can continue to renew their driving test permit, their learner permit. And it's something that needs desperately to be looked at. I'm not sure exactly what the best way to do it. Again, speaking to the RSA over the years, they've always said that if you force someone to sit a test, they're not necessarily going to pass it. But I do think they need to look at a different model whereby we encourage people to sit a test as soon as possible.
All right, Geraldine, thank you very much for taking us through it. Geraldine Herbert there from the Sunday Independent. Now, the Master of the Rotunda, Professor Sean Daly, will be here next to tell me how they're dealing with the growing demand for services at the hospital.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.